بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Last week we discussed the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best of you is he who learns the Quran and teaches the Quran. And alhamdulillah, our sitting is only to learn the sciences of the Quran Kareem. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also reported to have mentioned inna lillahi ahlina min an-nas, that verily for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala there are special dependents for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The word ahl in Arabic means family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from family members. There are special dependents of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum naturally asked the question, قَالُوا مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that who are these special people that have and enjoy a special relationship with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هُمْ أَهْلُ الْقُرْآنِ. Those are the people that tire themselves, that attach themselves with the Qur'an Kareem. So our few minutes that we spend with the Qur'an Kareem, we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He makes us min ahlil Qur'an, from those people who have a very close attachment and a very close relationship with the Qur'an Kareem, insha'Allah. Last week we discussed from the words of pronunciation, the difference was between the Hamza and the Ayn. As we said, the Ayn was from the middle of the throat with emphasis. Hamza is free flowing, it's from the bottom of the throat and there's no effort to be made in the pronunciation of the Hamza. Just a few examples. That example, a person says, I got Iman. So that is with the Hamza. Iman, effortless. Person says, Iman. And then if a person has a daughter and the daughter's name is Aisha, so that's with an Ayn. Generally we say Aisha, Aisha. But when we learn Tajweed and we recite it correctly, or we call the person's name correctly, it sounds even sweet. Generally we go to Haramain Sharifain, then you hear an Arab person calling his daughter and he says Aisha, then it sounds so sweet. So just that little bit Tajweed can even give so much of sweetness to our recitation of the Qur'an Kareem. So the Ayn was from the center and the middle of the throat, pronounced with some emphasis. And similar today, the difference is between the Ha and the Ha, which from our little days we knew it as the big Ha and the small Ha. So the letter of Ha, that's again effortless. That's from the bottom of the throat, no effort. But with emphasis from the middle of the throat is the Ha. Example, a person calls his son Hamza. The son's name is Hamza. Or the son's name is Hassan. Person's son's name is Hassan, that's with the Ha. As compared to a person's name being Harun. That is effortless, Harun. There's no effort at all in calling a person Harun. Or Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the Hijrah. Hijrah. So that's effortless, these two words, Harun and Hijrah. As compared to a person's name being Hassan, or a person's name being, we said Hassan and we said Hamza. That's also what the Ha, from the center of the throat with emphasis. And in the Basmala, it's known as the Basmala, meaning the Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When we recite it, Bismillah, the Ha, that is a small Ha. Now if you look at it, that's the small Ha. But if you continue, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, so Rahman, that's with the big Ha. We start the surah, Alhamdulillah, that's with the big Ha. That's from the center of the throat to be recited with little bit effort, insha'Allah. So we will concentrate today on two letters. Last week was just the Ayn. Today will be the Ayn and the Ha. Both the Makhraj, the place of pronunciation, and the origin of these two letters is from the center of the throat, the Ayn and the Ha. And we will build on these letters as we move along, inshaAllah. So we will recite Surah Fatiha again, inshaAllah. We will recite it once, just emphasizing the laws. We keep it in mind. And then we will recite it in unison together at the second time, inshaAllah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdu, the ha, and alameen with the ayn.
Ar-Rahmanir Rahim.
Yeah, this two ha.
Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina الصراط المستقيم.
Ihdina, that's effortless. Ihdina.
Ihdina الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين. So أنعمت عليهم, that's what the ha, عليهم, and غير المغضوب عليهم, again that's a small ha, effortless. Now we can recite it in unison, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين. We will recite the second ruku from the second ruku of Surah Baqarah, inshaAllah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa minan nasi man yaqulu amanna billahi wa bil yawmil akhir wa ma hum bimu'minin. يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون ألا إنهم هم المفسدون ولكن لا يشعرون.
So what we just recited now was a ha. That's a different way of rasmul khat, of writing that ha. Generally we see it in a heart shape, but this is little different. Ala innahum. That's also a ha, and that's a small ha. Ala innahum. For us, especially the way we grow up, we don't know what's this year, but that is a ha. Innahum.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إنما نحن مستهزئون الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون.
So how we will end what we just read now. مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا. If ever you're stopping and there is a tanween, meaning fathatain, a double fatha and an alif, when we stop, we will recite one alif, nara, not naran.
Summun bukmun umyun fahum la yarji'un aw kasayyibin minas samai fihi zulumatun wa ra'du wa barqa يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين.
Again here, محيط بالكافرين, that meme, the small meme that's written, محيط, that meme is recited. It's not neglected. Muhitum bil kafirin. So we will join the ta into a meme. Muhitum bil kafirin.
Yakadu al-barq yakhdafu absarahum kullama adaa'a lahum mashaw fihi wa idha awlama 'alayhim qamu وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ.
Inshallah, those brothers that require some special attention or anyone on Sureen, one-on-one, then from now we have time inshallah if anyone wants to recite, but that's the end of the program inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallah.